When it comes to family-related matters, I'm known as a traditionalist. In fact, there are some people who think I'd like to take us back to the days of Ozzie and Harriet. I don't want to go back to Ozzie and Harriet. I want to go back to Mayberry with Sheriff Andy Taylor and the gang. I love it when Barney Fife says, "My whole body's a weapon." Now, I know that Mayberry never existed, that Aunt Bee and Opie were figments of someone's imagination. But there is some validity to that sitcom. I was in high school during the happy days of the 1950s, and I can tell you that it was a lot easier to grow up in that era. I attended a racially mixed high school, and yet there were no gangs there, very little alcohol, and absolutely no drugs. None. Most of us studied hard enough to get by, and we rather liked our parents. As for sex, there was far more talk about it than action. About once a year, a girl came up pregnant, but she was packed off somewhere, and I never knew where she went. By almost any measure, kids simply fared better in those days. Nevertheless, that era is gone forever. You can't back up on a freeway. But considering the enormous pressures on today's generation, we could make the world safer and more secure for them. And the place to start is by building stronger and more harmonious families in which they can grow.
To find out how you can partner with Family Talk, go to drjamesdobson.org.